네, 도만데 굳이 남겨난 대표와 삼말라 아 나도 선뜻 다시 들리 아 쇼와다 잡지 있는 아주 시디 콜데 시야게 게시야 고가 나온들라 안 곰베 응원에 사실 투치 쇼유스
So, thank you for coming today. Tasha Dilik to you. Hello to you this morning. And we appreciate you gathering here for just a short, maybe analytical meditation on peace, how we generate peace. So there isn't any living thing that doesn't have a yearning or a desire to experience peace, this quietness and peacefulness in the heart. So everybody shares this, every living being, even the animals and insects share this. So if we begin to examine the word for peace in Tibetan, it's shide. Shide refers to, she refers to the negative minds inside. The three primary negative minds are ignorance, hatred, anger, desire, attachment. These further expand into six, which would include things like pride, ignorance, wrong views, and doubt. So these are the things we must remove or abandon, but first we must discern them. We must begin to discriminate, almost like it's take a sword to our heart to remove these things and actually begin to contemplate how they exist within us. And when that happens, then day appears. Dewa means bliss or great happiness. So this is the byproduct. The mind then relaxes, and then the bliss of the mind begins to shine forth, and we become absorbed in bliss.
Ani nganzi beda lo shukshimbu, kersim jingi lo shukshimbu shi yuwarisa nganzi gyula. Ani nganzi lo di marikba chi. Ani tela dimbe, ani ndoja dao kundu ni di kiyo ngore. Ti ndo, ani nganzi beda lo di bigi lo kriwa da lo nordewa chi riyis. O ti sumdi, ani nganzi ngonzi ngwa di kichimbu riyis.
So to begin to contemplate peace, we must first contemplate the delusions in the mind. These are the things that are obstructing the basic nature of the mind. And the Lama again is mentioning ignorance, hatred, hatred, anger, desire, attachment. And the primary ignorance is about the nature of the person and phenomena, that they're just imputed. They don't really exist as we see them. They're actually fabrications. And once we begin to assume there's a person inside, then the self-grasping starts. And this self-grasping begins to reach out and try to possess phenomena. Then immediately the six delusions erupt. These are the negative minds that we must deal with. they must be discerned, and their antidotes must be observed to remove them. But the primary ignorance, this self-grasping, to cut the root of it, we must understand the nature of the mind, that there is no real person inside. There are labels on many parts, even external phenomena the same way. All external phenomena are fabrications of many parts. There's no essence to the person, no essence to phenomena. They're absent. There's an absence of essence. So when we begin to grasp for a self, immediately the delusions come into play, and so like we even desire, you know, we might want to possess things, or we may want experience not wanting to, you know, we may have aversion to certain things, we don't want to be near them, so the self-grasping can take place both towards the desire to possess something, and also to remove oneself from the vicinity of a certain object. The nature of desire is it's never happy. It always needs one more. So we have to contemplate, even our own culture here in the West, this is the primary delusion in the West. Eventually, this will eat the planet up. So if our relationship for this self-grasping, where we're just using one example here, desire, if it arises, then we want to possess something, even defend it. And if we start to defend it, then immediately anger, hatred arises. It's like it's mine. And also the opposite, we have aversion to things. We don't like certain people, maybe. Then if they approach us, we want to drive them away. So this immediately, just this desire immediately brings a second delusion into play, and that is of anger. And immediately it disrupts our life. It disrupts our health. It disrupts our sleep. Even our friends want to flee us. We actually create an environment where nobody wants to be around us. This is all, we're just activating two delusions now, and there are thousands of delusions. We're talking about the primary delusions. So again, just to think about anger for a moment, just to contemplate it, we can begin to see how it disrupts our families, our relationship. Even there are collective angers where whole countries get angry, then wars come. And there's nothing more destructive on the planet than wars. So this is all a result of delusions, and for primarily for these violent delusions, and the anger must be removed. So we can begin to see where the Lama's headed. He's talking about the inner world must be clean first. This inner world is also the cause of pollution on the planet. So the primary pollutions, both in the mind and in the environment, are based on the six delusions. We must clean the inner landscape before we can clean the outer landscape. So it's up to us. I mean, it's our mind. We must be in control of it. So we must make some efforts to educate ourselves what the negative minds are like, what their antidotes are, and to understand how they're affecting not only us, but those close to us, even families, our cities, our neighborhoods, even our countries. So we must make an effort to root out and cut these ourselves away, our mind away from these negative factors in the mind.
And any social lunga is some chubati, any yomo to some shamado madam by yina, any chizo analogy, lega dojaji, Mr. Tajo Chiado, Jacosa Rusando, and Miller to the Tango Hotag, lega, any dojaji, any young guy, your marit, may do any telatin beji, any chim casual chim gansar, young gansar, the Tinzo, any young guy, your maris.
So if we begin to observe the delusions and manifest the antidotes, this will have an immediate effect on our those around us, even our society, even countries. So we have to learn, like, what the antidote for anger, the only one is patience. We have to observe patience. And if we're talking about desire, then we have to learn about maybe impermanence and how to live contentedly and on very little. Really, how much do we need to actually be happy? I'm just throwing this in. When you take Buddhist monks, for example, they have a spoon, a bowl, and a cup, two sets of robes. That's it. They don't have any more possessions. They're texts. That's it. They're happy. So when we think about our lives, we're ruled by our possessions. We have to maintain them for years and years. But they often don't give us happiness. They're actually making forms of suffering.
Ani da shiva se ati nyumo dozo shiva se che da deva se ano wati semlan deva semba di ta givu yon andere ta di deva de kane yon orzun zo ta chi luk deva da nang sim deva se nye yor tena ne ani chi luk deva le nang sim deva di ani ke cheva da ani pendo cheva shiri yis.
So there are two types of happiness. There's a physical happiness, a mental happiness. So by far the most important is the mental happiness, because the mind actually controls the body. So we must observe these things. I left something out. Mm. The basic nature of the mind is one of bliss, blissful awareness, and this is what we're looking for outside and inside all the time. It's always there. It can't be polluted.
And nasim deva de da jita kubenjo yune ne chilo ne nyosa ke yomare ani sik toko sa da wanja yune ne bi pejuta ke yomare kanzen so 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 sim den yong or sim den yong ade chamba da ninji shena pembe samba de ne nyamne chin to so chamba ninji nyamne chin yong go ya jire shas.
So
of things we can buy from someone else, we cannot get from outside, we have to generate from inside. Go by the level of competence, the level of competence, we can generate from the happiness and inner peace.
So we, there's no way we can obtain peace without. It must be first established within, then it spreads everywhere. So so the primary minds for generating peace are love and compassion. These also are protect us from the five delusions, or the six delusions, let's say, because when we're concerned about compassion, this wants to remove the suffering, the causes of suffering from living beings. And love wants to establish them in a place of unabiding bliss. So when these minds are active, we have no time to think about ourselves. We're only concerned with the welfare of others. So immediately this protection arises from the six delusions. Then there's an opportunity to practice peace. This is the easiest way to free oneself from self-grasping, is to focus on love and compassion. And this is solely focused on other living beings.
Rāle shenpe ta simche la peke samlo tāngkwa cha de yore. Kāyō se na rāngi dhigi kāngā chik ta sūkpū re, chik lopzhōng re, sāyā tōngyā kōyā kāngā shenke kārchīna tēne yōngu wā re ma se, shen sūdhū kāngā māngbō tāyā wā ta chik sūdhū, rāng sūdhū chik re, chik ta māngbō che na māngbō te kē che wā ta tōndā che wā chi ngā dō rāng shenke cha de yore.
If we start to contemplate the kindness of others, we begin to examine it. Everything comes from others. Our bodies came from others. The clothes, the amphitheater, the umbrellas, our food. There isn't one single thing that doesn't come from the kindness of others. So the only way we can repay this kindness is through love and compassion, wanting to free them from suffering and its causes and place them in states of unabiding happiness.
Ani shen su da rang le peke za che wa da ane ton ke che wa zi ma tu na ane rang da nyam ba ane so su dewan dewa na shen dewan dewa da so su dungen min dewa na shen dungen min dewa da so su da pe chung na ni so su le lak bachi da guwa da di tam mo chung na ya so su da chik bachi da guwa di ngan zu ane da ka so da lo la chang guwa ji re yes.
So, from our side, it appears that the primary importance is other living beings, and not so much for ourselves. And if we're unable to see the importance of other living beings and how kind they've been to us, then we've just tried to see them the same.
Ani semba jiwa re, so so chi kangen da wadja yongdu, kangen la tonglin shiya la pendo yuwa re es.
So the love and compassion is our protection from self-grasping, from the delusions. And if we want to work basically, just confront the delusions, this takes real effort. You know, we have to put some energy into it. We have to really dig deep inside, because eventually they'll bring suffering in our life. So it's really important to think first about the welfare of others and kind of regard oneself as the least important.
Yendu, ane nganzu ta dewandu dungay mendwa yendu, ane nganzu yula da doja shetan timu sumdila, ane kala tani, ti sozol dungay teki dungay yungu yudu, ane tipi ane tila kala tani, ane doja shetan timu sum yungu se kodi pike kya goya jita, nganzu duwe dewa di chambada nyingjila tini yungu du, ane chambada nyingjila sozol chobola tani, ane chambada nyingji yungu se kodi ya che goya jiri yis.
So now we're beginning to recognize our real enemies, and these are the delusions. And the primary one being ignorance, and that is about the nature of the person and phenomena. They're actually fabrications from our own side. If we go within and begin to look for the person, we only find parts. There's five aggregates that projected upon. Same way with external phenomena. Usually we can't see them. It's projection from our own side. So the primary weapon, again, is for our enemies that are within, and that is to practice love and compassion. This immediately stills the self-grasping. Now the six delusions, or the three primary delusions, cannot arise because we're concerned about the happiness of other beings and the removal of their suffering.
Ani nazadi nala bige ani kivu da shidi yungri ani masе jik gyakab di nala mitun tu kanga bige chambani jing yamne chingi na gyakab di nala ani tuan tambe shidi di yungri es.
Surprising thing that happens, if we're concerned about the welfare of others, we're practicing love, compassion, then the six delusions, or the three primary delusions, do not arise, and then we begin to experience some peacefulness in the mind. The mind is stilled because this self-grasping and the delusions are activated. We'll begin to feel peaceful inside. Not only that, our family, it'll spread to our family, our neighborhood, you know, even our city. So this is how to bring peace in the world, is we have to bring peace within ourselves first. Now, would this take some effort from our side? So the primary forceful or powerful minds are these minds of love and compassion. And this isn't only solely a Buddhist possession. It's present in all religions. All religions have this as their primary basis, so it doesn't matter what religion we practice, it's just a matter of us practicing love and compassion. So there are two lines from the Buddha about this, to help generate this, and that is, if we can try to help people, yes, we must help them. Then also, if we cannot help them, it's best not to harm them. Thank you for allowing us to talk about peace for a minute and how it is established within first. And this is where the work has to be done, is in the mind. And when we point to the mind, it's actually in the center of the chest. This is where the primary mind, the motivations, love and compassion take place. So again, we want to thank you for allowing us to be here today and just speak to you for a few moments.
Thank you.